Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. And we bless the name of Jesus. Amen. We like to say good morning and welcome back to the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our Lord's name is great, and our Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. We want to welcome you. Amen. To our breakfast table. Amen. We invite you. You are welcome. Please have a seat. Amen. And please enjoy the services on today as the Breakfast for Champions is about to be served. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am your host and I am your kingdom coach. Amen. On this morning. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. We just want to come and encourage you. Amen. In the word on today. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Want to read in your hearing in the book of 2 Samuel. Second Samuel. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody had a good week. Amen. Glory be to God that all your expectations were met. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And even if it wasn't, amen, knowing that and being assured that we have a God, amen, hallelujah, who can do everything. Hallelujah. Absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen and amen. Okay, in the book of Second Samuel, chapter number 7, and I'm going to read in your hearing, and I am going to begin reading, I'm going to read out of the NIV. And beginning in verse number 1, and Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And it reads like this. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Ever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning, and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you when your days are over and you rest with your ancestors. I will raise up your offspring to succeed you and your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod wielded by men, with floggings inflicted by human hands. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul when I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. Verse number 17 says, Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Okay, let me see. All right, if I want to read any more, wait a minute, give me 1 second. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Give me 1 second. I think I want one more scripture before we get started. Okay, and then I want us to flip over in your Bibles, amen, in that same book, amen. Just let us flip over to chapter number 12. Amen, hallelujah. Chapter number 12. And verse number, okay. I don't want this one. And then I want to move from chapter number 7 to chapter number 12. And then I want to read a couple verses here, starting in number 1. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, there were two men in a certain town. One was rich and the other one was poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now the traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him. David burnt with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die. He must pay for that lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. You are the man." This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said. "I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own." This is what the Lord says. "Out of your own household, I am going to bring calamity to you. Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel." And David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this, you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die." Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for, amen, the blessed people of God. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be all the praise. To God be all the glory. And to God be all the honor. Beloved, amen. We thank God for this portion of scripture. Amen. On this morning, amen. As it speaks about, amen, the prophet Nathan, King David. And the prophet, amen, Nathan, amen, had a, amen, he had a hard job, amen, but he had a necessary job, amen. And I just want to talk to you just for a couple minutes this morning because I was looking forward to having the day off, amen, and the person who was scheduled to elaborate. Good thing I checked my phone about 5 minutes ago. My battery was low on my phone. I checked my phone. I didn't even see where the text had came in. And they texted me about half an hour ago to tell me that they was not available. So I just want to encourage your heart, amen, through the word, amen. And if I had to give out teaching a subject today, I would just, let's name it hard but necessary. Hard but necessary. Amen and amen. Beloved, when the Bible speaks about the prophet Nathan, amen, this prophet, he lived up to the meaning of his name. See, beloved, because God has given. Amen. Nathan was a necessary and helpful gift from God to David. See, Nathan's assignment was necessary. His assignment was helpful, beloved. Sometimes when we are working for the Lord and doing what the Lord would have us to do, it might seem minor to us because we don't see the full rim of scheme of things. We don't see the future because we don't know the future. We know the promise of the future. We know how it's going to end for us who are Christians. We know we're going back to heaven, but we don't know the future. We don't know everything in between today and the time we get to heaven. We don't even know how we're going to get to heaven. Are we going to heaven in a car accident? Are we going to die from a disease? Are we just going to go up in the rapture? I mean, we don't know nothing. We don't know. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. So God does not give us all the details. He lets us know if we walk in obedience, we're going to be blessed. Okay? And so he tells us everything we need to know, but he doesn't tell us everything he knows. See, a lot of times we want God to tell him. God is not like some people. Some people don't have a problem. They will tell you all their business. How much time you got? I mean, they're going to tell you all their business. Everything they know, they don't have no problem telling you. But God don't do that. God don't tell you everything he knows. Number one, you couldn't contain it if he did. So what God does is God tells us what we need to know. So a lot of times, beloved, when we are obedient to the Lord and doing what the Lord will have us to do, amen, we don't understand why God is telling us to do it. See? We don't know. Sometimes that's why it's just good to obey him. See, because we only think we know what we know, but God knows that one thing is going to affect another thing. God is eternal, and he thinks with eternal thoughts. Our mindset is temporal and earthly, beloved. Very, very, very limited. See, Albert Einstein, who is known as one of the greatest men, scientists, amen, in the world, beloved, but even then, I believe he said that we only use like a portion of our brain. If we use 10%, most people don't use 10% of our mental capacity. Imagine what it would be like if we used 100. Who knows? Maybe God is just a God who used 100%. Maybe God is just a God who goes 100. Maybe if we were able to utilize 100% of our brain, we would be like God. Who knows? See? But so here, Nathan, amen, was necessary. Amen. And beloved, I just want to stop right here to let you know, glory be to God, that you are necessary too. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for Nathan to go to the king, glory be to, and tell the king, man, you messed up. Man, you sinned. Man, you a murderer. Man, what you did this to Uriah's wife, Uriah's husband? You committed adultery? Then you had the man set up in the line of fire? Then you had instruction to take the man out? He said, man, you're wrong. But let me tell you something. That's not easy. Some of us don't even want to confront our family members. And you know they wrong. Well, yeah, let them learn. Well, you know, God going to handle it. Well, we making all these excuses, and you know God already put it on your heart to go, amen, and say something about this. And the way, now the thing is, you got to do it the way the Lord told you to do it, that you just can't go flipping and flapping. You got to go in prayer, and you got to go do this thing the way the Lord told you to do it. And you got to go when the Lord tell you to go. See, Nathan went when the Lord told him to go. The Bible don't say if he wanted to go or not, but he went. See, some of us got family members, people around us, co-workers. The Lord has already shown you their fruit, shown you their faults, shown you their errors, given you a word of wisdom, a word of love, a word of rebuke. Whatever it is the Lord has given to you is necessary, see, because God's sending you because even though you don't know it yet, is that they will hear you. David heard Nathan. Now, somebody else came busting up in there. He might have told them to take him out because you just couldn't go approach the king. And you definitely can't approach the king, amen, with what's on your mind. Anybody else might have gone out. But God knew that David would hear Nathan. Beloved, God knows, and you might not know it, that the person he's sending you to that you've been avoiding and making all type of excuses why you ain't going to call him, why you're not going to talk to him, why you're not going to take him out to lunch, why you're not going to do and say, beloved, God already know they're going to receive you. And the devil know they're going to receive you too. So this is why what Nathan did, it was necessary, but it was difficult. Beloved, the assignments that God gives us, glory be to God, he didn't say nothing was going to be always easy. Glory be, when Jeremiah had to preach to the people, glory be to God, the Bible said, make your face like flint. He's preaching to the people, and the people threatening him. And you know how people want to frown up, and they sitting in their chair and twisting to the side like they got epilepsy or something, and you talking to people, and they rolling their eyes and talking under their breath. You think that was easy? John the Baptist in the wilderness. Huh? Glory be to God. This is even before, amen, Jesus completed his assignment. You think that was easy? Elijah, you think that was easy? The 12 disciples, when Jesus left, well, told the boys he'd be back. He said, I'll be back. Yeah, huh? Do you think that was easy for them? They gave their lives, and they was willing to do so. They ain't even care. Beloved, the record show that, amen, Peter was crucified to a cross, but Peter said, amen, if you're going to crucify me to the cross, crucify me upside down, because I don't deserve to die in the same position that my Lord and Savior died. They tried to boil John, amen, in boiling oil. Now, wait a minute, I didn't say boiling water. They fired up the oil. You know, oil will take your skin right off. Put John in there and had to put him in there 3 times. And he still didn't die. God didn't say it was going to be easy. But it's necessary. Beloved, there is a world out there, amen, that is dying and going to hell by the thousands every day. Talking to some man, amen, 2 days ago. Still in grief. Amen. Family member, 40 years old. He said 40 was too young to die. It's sure enough it's too young to die if you ain't living right. Any age too young to die if you ain't living right. 100 is too young to die if you ain't got Jesus. Huh? Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. When you're standing behind that person in the grocery store, at Dunkin' Donuts, huh, in the doctor's office, that Uber driver. Beloved, I come to tell you, amen, it's a reason. God could have sent you any Uber driver. Why did he send you this one? You could have been standing behind anybody in the supermarket. Why are you standing behind this person right here talking about nothing, talking about the weather, talking about how hot it is, cold it is, the holidays coming, oh, the price of food, all right, all that stuff. Here you had 2-3 minutes, amen, a drop a word, 2-3 minutes, amen, to let them know that God loves them. 2 or 3 minutes to let them know it's nothing new under the sun. He who winneth souls is wise. All you're doing, amen, you don't necessarily have to be, we have no bullhorn. You don't necessarily have to be behind somebody's altar. Glory be to God, beloved, as you go. Amen. Letting people know that Jesus loves them. Glory be to God. Especially when it comes to family sometimes, because we know that a prophet is without honor in his own household. And sometimes family members really want to shove us off. And the thing is, beloved, we appease our family more than we appease God. Well, I don't want to be the one, every time I come, they know I'm coming with scriptures. They know I'm coming. You know what? And they need to be thanking God that they got somebody in their family, amen, that when they come, they are coming with scriptures. And we shut down, and we want to be quiet at the house party, quiet at the visitation. Don't say nothing about God. We don't want to ruffle nobody's feathers, but God already gave you a word that morning to share with your family member. But we won't do it because we want to keep our family member happy more than we want to keep God happy. We obey man before we obey God. Beloved, I come to tell you that your assignment that God has given to you might not, amen, be easy, but it is necessary. And Nathan obeyed. Nathan obeyed. Glory be to God. Nathan served as God's spokesman to David and proved himself a fearless friend and counselor, always willing to speak the truth, even when he knew great pain would result. Now, that's a friend. A friend going to tell you the truth. I like people to tell me the truth. Some people just say, look, just tell me what I want to hear. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, I might not like what you're going to say. I might not like it. I ain't going to tell you I'm going to like it either. I ain't going to tell you I'm going to get angry because that's our first response. When somebody tells us the truth, we want to ping back. Yeah, well, what about this? Yeah, and you got some nerve, and what about you? And what about that person over there? Well, don't you understand what I've been through? Don't you understand what I'm going through? Don't you understand what I... You know how we want to fight that. Oh, we get an attitude right quick. Yeah, you want to see somebody get an attitude? Tell the truth to somebody that's not delivered. Tell the truth to somebody who ain't delivered, and you going to see something. Huh? And we know it. See? Because most of us are saying doggone way. So what about the person on the other side that's telling the truth? The other side on the assignment, the other side that God sent, amen, to, amen, show you yourself. Glory be to God. See, that's a real friend. That's real love. You might say, well, I don't even know this person, but that's still love. That's even more love because you don't even know them. But you love them enough, amen, to come and give them a word. Does it only take one word to save your life? It only takes one word to restructure your destiny. It only takes one word. Beloved, look, sometimes, amen, we listening to the whole sermon. Thank God for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Amen. I know Bishop Lambrick, and he teach for at least an hour and a half when he stand up. Glory be to God. Thank God for all the background. Thank God for all that. Glory be to God. But it was all that teaching and preaching. Amen. We just walking away with one word out the sermon. But a pastor said this, one word, one sentence, but that's all you need. See, that's all you need. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for Nathan, amen. He was willing, amen, to do, amen, what the Lord said, even when he knew that his life could have been on the line. David would have said, oh yeah, bro, huh? But this the last prophet you going, this the last person you going to speak to today. Guards, lock him up. Oh, he could have. See? A lot of times, beloved, amen, our lives look like it's on the line. I never forget, amen. I listen every now and then to Marilyn Hickey, amen. And Marilyn Hickey was on with one that I forgot the pastor she was on, and both of them had gone on a missionary assignment with the Lord, amen, overseas, amen. And they was there, and they came back, and they was talking. They said that night they thought they was going to die. They just, you know, they wrapped it up. They knew it was over. Because they had came out, glory be to God, because, amen, she was a woman, and the pastor she was with was black, and they was both doing the will of the Lord on a missionary assignment with their people and the tribe that they went in. And she tells the whole story, but they thought they really, matter of fact, they had already given them the death threats. You know what I mean? That they, you know what I mean? If you show up tonight, you know what I mean, you're going to die. But guess what? They still went. They still went. They had already reached out to the family and said, we don't see you no more. We love you, but we got to go. Why? Because God is calling us. Beloved, how far are you willing to go to do what the Lord has told you to do? How far, how much are you ready to be inconvenienced? To come out of your comfort zone? How willing are you to talk to people that you love and people you care about? When God is giving you a word for them. Now, first of all, you got to make sure that the word is for them and the word ain't for you. Because a lot of times we want to give people a word for them that was really for you. Huh? I know some people like that. Amen. They always got a word for you, but the word is really for them. See? And God will speak to you first. But when you're really walking close with God and your sins are under the blood, you know who the word for. You just don't want to break up the friendship. You know how many pastors won't preach the truth because they're afraid that the people might get up and leave? The big tithe payers, I'm talking about the big tithe payers, they normally don't care nothing about the ones that's come eating free. Most, you know what I mean, they don't care nothing about them. They ain't putting nothing in the pot. But the big time payers, see, you want to know how many preachers, beloved, amen, won't preach a message, amen, because they don't want to ruffle them. That's why I don't like to do a whole bunch of talking and a whole bunch of counseling. Matter of fact, I even refer my counseling out and let some other people, because see, if I do too much counseling, and when the Holy Spirit wants to use me to minister a message, the first thing the person may think, oh, pastor up there telling my business now, huh? Yeah, well, you know what I mean? I thought I was confiding in her, you know what I mean, trying to get some prayer and support. And she up there, y'all, listen to this message. She got the nerve to preach my business. Pastor ain't preaching your business. Spirit up in your Kool-Aid. I never forget, glory be to God, I was working with Tangie, beautiful young lady, beautiful. I think she moved to Florida after she got married. I would like to see Tangie. Amen. But I brought the Tangie to church with me. My mother was preaching one Sunday, and she came. And when we got back to work on that Monday, she said, why are you telling your mother all my business? What the heck is Tangie talking about? I didn't even mention you to my mother. My mother didn't even know you was coming to church. My mother don't even know you, never even knew your name. But she thought that I had told my mother all her business because my mother was up there and the Holy Spirit was in Tangie's Kool-Aid. And that's what the Holy Spirit would do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Spirit knows all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this is why, amen, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Like I said, I want to know how you're doing. Amen. I want to pray. I pray for everybody, but I don't really need all the details. I don't really need all the details because, amen, when the Holy Spirit used me, amen, glory be to God, I want you to know it's for you. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nathan, beloved, confronted David's multiple sins of coveting, theft, adultery, and murder. in his affair with Bathsheba by telling David a story. Storytelling is strong. That's one area of my life that I really want to develop. I want to learn more stories. Because you can tell a message through story. Jesus was a storyteller. Jesus was telling stories all day. Hey, there was a sower. Amen. And the sower sowed the seeds. That's how Jesus communicated because most of us are visual. You know what I mean? The story. And so here we see, amen, and that's how a lot of times God will speak to you in your personal life through a story, and that story is your own. God will speak to you through your own story. That's why we all going through something. You're creating a story that God can talk to you, a story that God can communicate to you. Glory be to God. And this is how God used Nathan. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet was able to help David see his own, glory be to God, wrongdoing by showing that David would never have tolerated such actions from anyone else. Isn't it amazing how the things we will never tolerate with somebody else, we find ourselves doing? I mean, stuff we would never put up with from other people. Ain't no way. I'll die first. I'll quit first. I'll leave first. Huh? But then you find yourself doing it. You see why we got to be so careful? You see why we got to be so careful? Beloved, glory be to God. When a man think he stands, then he falls. David's repentance allowed Nathan to comfort him with the reality of God's forgiveness and at the same time tell him what the painful consequences of his sins would be. Now, that's the part of Christianity that most people don't want to talk about. And most people, and especially the leaders, they don't even want to teach about it. Just come on to Jesus, and Jesus is going to forgive you, and come on to Jesus, and it's going to be all right, and put your sins under the blood, and all that is true. Oh, they ain't lying about that part. When you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of your sins. Yep. All right, now tell the whole truth. What's the whole truth? You know what the whole truth is because you're going through it yourself. What about the consequences of your sin? Yeah, but they repented. Yeah, they repented. They forgiven for the sin, but they ain't forgiven for the consequences. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, so the man robbed the bank. Okay, he robbed the bank. Okay, he got $1 million from the bank. Amen. He killed three people on the way out. All right. Well, amen. He got caught. They never found the money, though, but he got caught. Okay. All right. So he went to court. Amen. For killing the three people. Well, in the jailhouse, somebody introduced him to Christ, and the man got saved. So when the man go before the judge, amen, the same man that killed the three people, amen, the man is saved now. So even if they gave the man the electric chair, glory be to God, the man going to heaven, the man saved. You can kill somebody and be saved. I mean, it happened to King David. The God said David was a man after his own heart. But my point is this. He still got to do 25 years. Well, he ain't got to do no time now because he got saved. Not wrong answer, wrong answer. Now, God said he'll have mercy on whom he had mercy. What that means, that well, maybe he won't get 25 years, maybe he'll get 15. But he still got to do some time. Well, she had sex out of wedlock. God going to forgive her. Yeah, God is going to forgive her. So that don't mean she ain't going to get pregnant. That don't mean she ain't going to get a venereal disease either. Yeah, well, you know, I'm misspending the money, and you know, and I'm not managing the money right, and I ask God to forgive. Yeah, well, God to forgive you, and God to teach you good management skills too. That don't mean you ain't gonna lose the house, because you ain't paying no bills. See, the consequences, that's where the devil blindsides us. Well, just do this thing, and, you know, it's okay, you know, and just repent for it. That's where the devil blindsides us, beloved. Okay, I got to go. Okay, okay. I got to show you the scripture. All right, James, chapter number 1. Verse number 15. Let's read verse 14 first. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is lured away and enticed. But read verse 15. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. You see that? The consequences come after the climax. See, so the man and the woman committing adultery, okay? And they had fun that night. They had fun. See? But they think everything is good, but 9 months later. See, you didn't see the fruit of that act until 9 months later. It, the Bible says after, glory be to God, it says after the desire has conceived, after you've done the thing that you shouldn't do, King David, after you did the thing you shouldn't have done, Alfreda, after your desire was conceived, it gave birth to sin. See, you just giving birth to the consequences. But sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And that's where a lot of people mess up, because they think God has approved of their sin, but they don't know it's your consequences growing up. Ooh, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, the Holy Spirit just dropped that one from some. It's your consequences. It says when sin is full grown. It's a baby right now. This is the consequences of your sin. It's just a little baby. It's just a little baby. But when it's full grown, oh, well, one lady told me, I used to work with her, a grubby bearded guy, Marsha. Told her, I'm doing pretty good here. Me and my boyfriend, we living together. She running on bragging about all her sins at A+. I think I was in there putting some gas in the car. And she was bragging because it looked like everything was going good. You know, God had approved of her sin. She didn't know that her consequences was growing up. It was in the growing up stage. Huh? But the Bible says, but when it becomes full grown, now death. It says here, you read it for yourself today, James chapter number 1, verse 15. Glory be to God. It says, but at when sin is full grown, it gives birth to sin. Do not be deceived, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters. Beloved, the wages of sin is death. And so she thought she was okay. She thought she was okay. Guess what? I saw about 6 months later. Most people, God get more grace and mercy than that. But 6 months later, maybe because she was too braggadocious in her sin, she was down and out. I think I had something on me. I gave her a couple of dollars. She was down and out. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, down and out. She lost everything. Everything. And she was sick. And the man left her. The consequences. So here, check this out, and I'm finished because I got to close. David God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. David was a man after God's own heart. God loved David. David loved God. David sinned big time. God forgave David. He didn't kill David. But you notice David still had consequences to pay. See, beloved, the choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. And he had four severe consequences, and maybe we'll pick that up, amen, maybe one day next week, into what those four consequences was. But that boy had to pay the piper. See, we can give it out, but we can't take it. We can't take it, beloved. There's consequences to every decision we make in life. He that soweth to the flesh will reap to the flesh. He that soweth to the spirit will reap to the spirit. That's why it pays to do good. Because guess what? That good coming back to you. It might seem like it's walking slow, but baby is on his way. You hear what I'm saying? And it's coming loaded. Because you always get back more than what you put out. Y'all know what goes around comes around. Y'all know the street talk. Well, there ain't no street talk, baby. That's life. That's reality. That's the word. Whatever you put out, be it good or bad, is coming back to you, and it's coming back more than what you gave out. That's why you got to keep doing good. That's why you got to keep doing good. So, beloved, in my closing, and we'll probably pick up here next week, glory be to God, because I still got to get a schedule together for some speakers. I don't think I got but one person on the map, amen, to speak, amen, to coming up. So, Lord's willing, today I'll take some time and do put my schedule. All right, so what we're looking at from Nathan. All right, this is the point, beloved, that you need to take with you today. We should not be afraid to tell the truth to those we care about, especially to those we care about. Tell the truth. Be known. And guess what? When they know you're going to tell them the truth, they might not come to you that often, but they're going to come. When they call you and they ain't saying nothing, they just breathing. You know what I mean? Come on. They counting on you. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, beloved. Because if let me tell you something, that's the only thing that God accepts. It's the truth. A trustworthy companion is one of God's greatest gifts. Thank God that you have people in your corner, in your family, in your circle, family member and friends that will speak truth in your life. Now, girl, you know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. Now, you know that dress too, you know that dress too tight. What you trying to do? Now, you know, when you get to, look, come on, y'all. I thank God for people like that. Amen. Bishop Lambert said, even every preacher needs somebody in their life like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, we reverence the pastor. We reverence the leaders, and we should. He said, but you need at least one person in your circle, amen, to keep you grounded now, to keep you grounded. Yeah, well, I got that. got more than one, too. Amen. All right, beloved. And the last point today, amen, is that God cares enough to find a way to communicate to us when we are in the wrong. You happy about it? Amen. Are you happy about it? Hallelujah. I know I am. At one time, amen, I would try to, amen, walk away from it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I know that I am. I know that I am. Amen. Will you be the one, amen, to do what is necessary, hard and necessary, but will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord yes? Amen. Tell the Lord you go. Tell the Lord you do it. Tell the Lord you say it. Why? Because not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into my kingdom, but only he who does the word of God. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into my kingdom, but only he who does the will of the Lord. If it's God's will for you to talk to somebody, that's God's will. See, because God knows what you say is going to affect that person. That person going to get saved. That person's going to get their life right. See, and then that person's going to be a soul winner. And that person there knows somebody and going to witness to that person. And that person there might be another Billy Graham.
See, God know the domino effect. See? All we got to do is our part. If it look like it ain't but a teeny bit, just do your part. Amen. All right, I'm really close. Imagine, amen, the lady that witnessed to Billy Graham, the great Billy Graham that went home with the Lord, last year, whenever. Imagine the lady that witnessed to him. Now, she might be an ordinary lady, just a housewife. She was on her way to the grocery store to get some children, get some groceries for the babies. All right? But she took time to witness to Billy Graham. Billy Graham got saved. Amen. And we know his story. Thousands on thousands on thousands of people, thousands all up in the White House, everywhere. I was watching some of his documents, amen, in New York City, amen. People would come out, amen, lunchtime when he was in the area. Thousands of people came into the kingdom. But what if that one lady on her way to the grocery store hadn't stopped to be obedient to God and give Billy Graham a word? It might be hard to do what the Lord is calling you to do, but it's necessary. Will you tell the Lord yes? Because if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you that your word will never return into us void, but will always accomplish everything that we have sent it forth to do. God, we ask that you would bless the person that was scheduled to speak this morning. Father, God, touch her in her body, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In the name of Jesus Christ, help her and help us all. Help us all, Father, because, Father God, sometimes we just don't want to do. We might say, this person here look educated. This person here look rich. This person here is a different persuasion. And Father God, this person here look ghetto. They might hurt me if I say something. God, we have all these things going on in our head, and we just don't want to do what you're calling us to do, but help us to overcome that fear and help us to trust you and trust the process. And if you're sending us, just help us to, God, if you like me, if you don't like me, if you speak to me again or you don't speak to me again, it ain't my problem. It ain't my problem if you don't speak to me. I'm trying to get you to speak with God. I'm trying to get you. I just want you right with God. Hallelujah. Father God, help us. Give us that holy boldness. Give us that holy boldness, Father. And thank you for preparing us to be used. We don't have to be perfect to be used. We don't have to be perfect, Father. That's where we mess up. We think we have to be perfect for you to use us. But we don't, because you see our hearts. You see, we're moving towards that direction step by step, day by day. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for Nathan. Thank you for David. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for us. Thank you. And we pray for all your men and women, boys and girls who are speaking the truth. And we thank you that Jesus is the truth. Hallelujah. Jesus is the truth. He is the way, and no man cometh to the Father but by him. Amen and amen. All right, that's it. That's it. Amen. Thank God for the day. Thank God for the week. It's been a beautiful week. Amen. Glory be to God. A beautiful weekend ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody get out today. Walk around the corner. Get some fresh air. If it's cold, put a coat on. Put a sweater on. Just get out the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk around the corner. Maybe you see somebody in the destitute. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe you see somebody. You know what? I'm guilty myself, beloved, because I went out about 3 weeks ago. I think I shared it with you guys. Amen. I had to make a quick run and come back. But on my way back, I was walking fast. Amen. Because I was on a break and I had to get back. And I knew my time was limited. I was really waiting for the bus. The bus was taking long. I said, let me start walking. But it was a young man sitting in front of his barbershop. Wasn't nobody in the barbershop. He was on the outside, I guess, getting some air. He had his head in his face. And the Holy Spirit was telling me to stop and say something to that man. But, you know, I didn't. I had to repent. I didn't do it. Because I was rushing to get back. See, sometimes we rushing. Rushing where? Rushing where? Beloved, You're never late when you stop to do what the Lord tell you to do. You're never late when you're on God's time. Amen. And I don't even know what I was going to say to the guy. I really don't. You know, but, you know, the devil, you know, I didn't do it. I said, well, he ain't going to receive me. Well, he out here in the barbershop, and, you know, they shooting in front of, and all these thoughts was bombarding me at the same time, you know, trying to put fear in me. And I didn't really have no fear why I didn't stop, although fear did try to enter my mind. See, I just said I had to rush to get back. Get back to what? And so I asked God to forgive me because I know that was one time. If it was nothing more than, you know, hey, brother, I just want you to know Jesus loves you. I could have just said that 1 minute, not even 1 minute. But I didn't even stop to hear what the Lord wanted to say to him. How do I know? Maybe the guy could have died that night. I don't know if he's still living. Maybe that's why his face was in his hands. Maybe he did something he wasn't supposed to do that night. How I know? See, but maybe if I had did what the Lord told me to do, he wouldn't have did it. How do I know? See, so, you know, beloved, so we're all guilty. I know I speak for myself, you know, because I haven't always did what the Lord told me to do. I said, I'll do it another day. I'll wait. I'll call him tomorrow. You know what I mean? Let me do this first. And so, beloved, we must, just repent. And God will forgive you. Forgive yourself. But, you know, really, it's a test. See, even though I missed that guy, but guess what? The next one I won't miss. And I believe that the next one is going to really be the one. Sometimes it's just preparation to prepare you for the real deal, because we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Thank you so much for serving this week, saints. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. All of Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry partners, each one of you, amen, who have served this week in any capacity, at the altar, as a reader, singing, praying, giving, amen, whatever you did, amen, maybe just calling, touching, and agreeing, amen, glory be to God, amen, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, each and every one of you, amen, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, I tell you, we are a special group of people. And guess what? We're small, amen, but what we're doing is necessary. It might be hard, amen. Might be hard on the flesh. Amen, glory be to God. But guess what? It's necessary. And so God bless you. Amen, hallelujah. Have a good weekend this weekend. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow. We do 12 o'clock on Sundays, and we do 9 o'clock. 12 o'clock we do on Block Radio. Then we come back at 9 o'clock on social media, Lord's willing. Amen. So everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody's preparing for the holidays. Amen. We're preparing some things over here in the ministry. Amen. Because you know we're going to have to do something for the holidays. Amen. We haven't seen one another all year. We're going to do something for the holiday. Amen. So we're finalizing all the details now. Amen, in Jesus' name. And I love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today and all this day and every day. Amen, in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal it. We nullify it. And we declare the Lord, God's lordship over it. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen. Walk in the blessings, because the blessing of the Lord is here, and the Lord is sending you on an assignment. Amen. Just tell the Lord you go. God bless you.